Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, May 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks extend the week's losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 100 points, or 0.3%, to close at about 32,900. The S&P 500 was down 23 points, or about 0.5%, and the NASDAQ closed down 173 points, or 1.4%. So far this year, the Dow is off 9.5%, the S&P 500 has fallen 13%, and the NASDAQ has lost 22%. Investors continue to grapple with two competing thoughts, that interest rate increases will be significant enough to tame rapidly rising inflation, but perhaps not so large that they will derail economic growth. In bond markets, the yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose to 3.124%, which marked its highest level since November 2018. Bond yields rise as prices fall. And Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, rose 1.3% to $112.39 a barrel, extending a recent run of gains driven by expectations that the European Union was set to ban imports of Russia's oil in response to its invasion of Ukraine. In corporate news, DoorDash shares lost 1.4%. The food delivery company reported a rise in quarterly revenue late Thursday, but its rate of growth slowed for the quarter. Johnson & Johnson shares inched lower a day after the Food and Drug Administration limited the use of the company's COVID-19 vaccine after reviewing the risk of life-threatening blood clots. And DraftKings shares fell nearly 9%. The online gambling company said first quarter sales rose by more than a third, but its quarterly loss continued to widen with ballooning operating expenses to attract customers. But energy stocks were among the day's winners. ExxonMobil rose 1.5% and Chevron gained 2.7%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.